Can I ask another question? This is one shorter. I think so.
Quickly.
Well, we'll make it shorter. Secondly, if my inner being is a part of that which we call Abraham, you're not stopping me, so I'm going to assume that, yes, I'm right about that. Is there a personal...
Well, now that's not fair.
It's not?
People do that to people all the time. Unless you say otherwise, I'm going to assume something is so. What is important about that? In other words, when you are source energy, when you are source energy in a physical body, and you know that that which is source is at the core of you, what difference does it matter what the label is that has been assigned?
Okay.
And the reason that we are nitpicking there is because there are so many people who are so... Continue your question.
Thank you.
They're going to throw us out.
Because my own inner being is a part of that which we call Abraham. How's that? Is there a personal message that my inner being would like to express to me using Esther as the translator, particularly concerning my
journey?
Yes,
the message is receive it yourself and don't get hung up on the label Abraham. Because when you get hung up on the label Abraham, then you have this comparison thing that doesn't serve you.
The rest of
and
the...
a contradiction thing that sometimes doesn't serve you. In other words, let yourself be the vortex and the receiver.
Perfect.
And it will be given to you clearly. You will receive it accurately and you will know.
And you knew the last part of that sentence was particularly concerning my own understanding of my self-worth. You just did it. God, I love you.
There is great love here for you.
Thank you.
We are complete.